Yeah, get all that coughing out of the way. You know, people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm sure it's started.
Hey, Bob, I'm Psych Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody.
This is
Miles Title
speaking. You sound like Andy Griffith. Miles Title speaking. Well, now look. Why don't you come on down to Mayberry and see Miles Title? That's right.
Send him a lot.
Mount Pilot. Yeah. Oh. So, anyway, I just, real quick. You know, not going to go into too much here, but we had a bit of a short hiatus. You know, there was a death in the family, and we had to take some time, and we've taken time now, and that's about it. So, but you know, we've really, this is like one of the few breaks ever for the show, and so I don't want to not say something, but you know, we're not going to talk too much about it, but. You know.
I think except for 9/11.
Yeah, I was gonna say except for 9/11. I think this is.
We pretty much have mustered through a lot of bullshit together. You know, both
that's
our houses almost burning down.
Yes, yes. And, house almost burning down. Yes.
People being sick and people dying and
flooding, you know, in the basements.
Flooding.
Yes.
Weather, wet basements, and sick kids and broken bones.
Yeah, all that stuff, but yeah.
Broken down cars, our house is almost burning down.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff over the years, but.
But we took a break.
Well, and it was, you know, it was very warranted, so it's. You know.
So.
Not that anybody seemed to care, but, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
But it was for the one or two people who are, you know, maybe somewhat concerned but not concerned enough to send an email.
Thanks for everyone who said LOL, you know, sucks to be you. So thank you everybody for that. Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there, and you know, it's all good.
I will talk about more about it at a different time.
I was gonna say it's still a little bit fresh and raw, and
the wounds are too fresh, and I honestly could not probably talk about it. So
well, yeah, exactly. So another day.
This is not what the show is about. The show is not about sad bullshit. If you want to listen to sad bullshit, listen to political stuff. Okay.
There you go.
This is weird. Well, it's supposed to be weird and or funny things.
Right, funny and weird things. Yeah, I would say funny before weird, but you know, for you maybe it's the other way around. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I had a weird thing.
What's that? And don't say your penis. Don't. I don't want to hear penis at this point. But.
Penis, you see the penis.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta play a little song.
Oh, no. Have I not been punished enough? Why?
Miles got a weird penis. Miles got a weird penis.
Yeah.
When he's excited, it points to the floor. Alright, go ahead, sorry.
Like I said, this is going to be the whole show. I'm out right now.
I'm putting it away.
I'm out. No, I don't know. See, I don't know the hiatus. I don't think I told this story, so maybe I didn't, maybe I didn't, but oh well. Here, so it's you know, we go to bed probably between 10 and 11 around here. We're old, you know.
12, you know, 13, 14, whatever.
Yeah, we don't care. But yeah. So my wife usually goes in first and reads a book, you know, on her
right. She's got to get nice and sleepy, so when you show up, she can conk right out.
Yeah, like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
She needs to. A little bit later and, you know, surf internet corn.
Right, I was going to say. That's you.
I like to go on, certain websites, you know, just to see what's going on, you know, the latest trend.
Latest trend, yeah. What's the latest trend in porn?
Yeah, Yeah, right? Yeah.
Is there trends, really? I didn't, never heard
no,
of that.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't look at porn, so I don't know.
I don't, have I'm no sure. idea what you're talking about.
No, I don't know. So, okay, guys, okay, so it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like 2 minutes away from going to bed. I'm like super tired. I'm ready to go to bed. It's like, bling, you have a message.
Oh, you get a message.
Like on Messenger. Someone has messaged you.
Oh, like through Facebook, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who the hell is this? You know, like, you know.
Wasn't me.
So it's like, hey, is this the same, you know, Miles title that used to go up to Northern Illinois and,
Up to where?
You know, attended Northern Illinois.
Oh, NIU. Yeah.
Building and all this stuff. And
did,
I'm
you,
like,
did you set a couch on fire and steal a van?
We're not talking my life.
Oh.
I promised that person we would not make fun of him.
Oh, I thought that was you. I didn't realize that was somebody else.
No.
Oh.
I didn't either. Neither.
Oh, you were just the one caught masturbating. That's right.
So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what the heck? You know, who's this? You know, I'm like, and I look, and it's like a girl that was kind of sort of interested in Dave Ryan.
Oh, really? I was going to say you?
Me too, I guess. I don't know what she had planned. I don't know. She wanted like some three-way action.
Apparently, at this point, she still has no more self-esteem than she had back then.
I know. She's contacting Miles Pyle. You know she's... Yeah, I'm not friends with this person. I mean, I haven't talked to this person in like 25 years.
Well, Miles, my stripping days are over, and I thought, well, I might as well call you and see what you're doing.
No, it's like Dave Ryan wanted to get with this girl.
Okay.
What?
Okay, Dave Ryan wanted to get with a girl, yeah.
And which is fine, but she seemed to kind of, you know, be hanging around with your old Uncle Miles, too, a little bit, you know?
Okay.
And I told him straight up, I go, listen, this girl seems, you know, to be kind of hanging on me a little bit, and, you know, just, you know.
Okay.
Finders keepers, Dave. You saw it first, you know. No big deal.
I think that's because you ate a lot of pancakes and you're like really syrupy, and so she couldn't really get away, like flypaper.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
You wore a lot of syrup covered flannel back in the day, and so it was really hard to get away from you if you got too close. So.
Yeah, I mean, if I batted for the team and I saw me and Dave Ryan, I'd definitely go for Dave. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't have the key to these handcuffs, honey. I don't know what's going on.
So no, it's like, hey, yeah, what's going on? Miles Pyle, huh? What's up?
That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah, I know. So I'm like, God, don't let this get weird. Don't let this be, you know, hey, guess what I'm wearing or what I'm not wearing or, you know.
Have you ever wanted to be in a pyramid marketing scheme? Because I've got a deal for you.
I'm married to a prince from a country, and he needs a check for $10,000.
That's right. But then we're going to give you $1 million, I swear.
I swear. It was just very short. And, oh, yeah, how are you? Oh, yeah, you know, this and that.
Okay.
And, like, we messaged back and forth for, like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. You know, oh, yeah, you got kids, you're married. Yes, I am married with kids.
Believe it or not.
I have 50% of nothing to give away, so don't let this get weird, okay?
Well, it's amazing what the Witness Protection Program will give you. It gave me a wife and children.
Yes.
These guys are doing it the wrong way. Just go, you know, and inform on the mob, and you'll get everything you always wanted.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, hey, we'll see you later. Okay, yeah, bye. Okay, that was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Really? So let me ask a question before we get any further down this, you know, path.
Yeah.
Facts of Life rating scale. You know, where does she fall?
I, you know, I really have not seen her recently.
No, no, back in the day, that's fine.
She was cute, I guess.
Yeah.
She was not really...
In an annoying sort of way, or what?
Between, like, Natalie and Tootie, maybe, or something.
Well, okay.
She had a nice personality, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay.
She was a nice girl. I don't know.
So much like yourself, everybody said she had a nice personality.
Yeah, she's not an ugly woman. I mean, she was on the cute scale, but not on the...
She wasn't very high on the cute scale.
She wasn't like on the Joe scale, you know.
Okay, just checking.
The Joe or, Blair scale, though.
Yeah, but, you know, nowadays.
She wasn't an ugly woman. No, she was very nice, too. Very kind person and all that. I don't have anything against her. I just, you know, was not really, you know.
Yeah.
My thing, you know.
Sure, sure. You were aiming a little higher back in those days.
Yeah, you know, I was like, as soon as Cindy Crawford becomes available, so help me God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I like girls with German names, like Dieselhorst.
Yeah. We're not talking about a lot of stuff. Okay, so...
Or possibly in medical school, either one, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care, but no, I don't know, but you get the idea, okay? So you get the idea, and so I go to bed, and my wife was already asleep. I thought, you know, because I was going to tell her about it, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm sure she wants to know.
The next day at work, you know, I was thinking about it again. I go, I should really tell my wife, I feel weird about this, you know?
Okay.
I have a weird guilt thing, I don't know why. I'm like, you know?
Well, your mother.
So, So, the next day or night or whatever it was, we were out, you know, I don't know if we're getting groceries or what we were doing. And I go, I had the weirdest thing happen last night. This girl contacted me. I haven't talked to her in like 25 years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't weird. I mean, it was weird. I guess I was a little weird, but the conversation did not get weird, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey. So she's like, oh, yeah, you know, my wife's pretty cool. You know, she's not the weird, you know, jealous type and all that. She's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, she lives in reality. She knows where it's at.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going, yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to tell you this last night, but you were asleep. I thought I should tell you this right away.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotcha.
So you're thinking, oh, end of the story, right?
Well, one would think.
And then she's like, oh, yeah, I just had something like this happen to me 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, oh really? 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the same amount of guilt that you have, apparently.
Yeah, she's like, well, no, it was my ex-boyfriend's best friend. He said hi or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, 3 weeks ago, because I am the jealous type. That's the funny part.
Oh,
yeah. She's not, but I am. I'm like, oh, really? Who's this punk-ass bitch?
You know, yeah, now you're all like, hey.
You get your damn hands off her, bitch. You know? that's the punchline of the whole story, I guess. But
3 weeks go by, and she's like, oh, yeah, now that you mention it.
Oh, well, since we're kind of clear in the air about, you know, exes, you know, whatever, you know. But,
how interesting. Like, did not come to your attention. You didn't want to mention this before for some reason.
But now that we're clear in the air, now it's like your get-out-of-jail-free card. Oh, okay, now I get it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, whenever she tells you she's giving money to some ex-boyfriend, then you'll be really upset, so.
Yeah, that's true. that's weird.
You know, I told you I've been buying all those Girl Scout cookies. Well, they're not really Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered why I wasn't getting any Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
Poor guy.
Yeah, so. Now everyone's fine. We're still married. Thank you.
Oh, well, just for the moment at least, till your next jealous rage.
With children, I know, you know, I was an irresistible hunk, but way back when, but
yeah, I think there's the part of that's correct. Yeah, the hunk part, a hunk of something.
Now, when you freak out, though, you know, all of a sudden, there's a message. We're bobbling it.
Me? No. I wouldn't freak out. I'd just be like, what? I probably, to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't even answer it, so.
What if it was like your old workmate, Roberta? Wouldn't you be like, oh, fuck?
I wouldn't answer it. I'd just be like.
No. Delete.
Yep. Just be like, I'll ignore that.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Don't need to deal with it.
Well, that's good. I was afraid I had already told that story.
Like, no, you haven't. You. Apparently, you're holding back on me as well, so, you know.
Yeah, this whole hiatus thing throwing a monkey wrench in my life, but I won't get into it, but yes.
Yeah, I don't see how your wife certainly can't be the jealous type, considering that you eye-rape all these women at the Domino's and the Casey's on a regular basis. Her whole life would be... one big pit of anger against you and your habits, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time. Who cares? So she hasn't written you back, I guess.
No. I'm staying late every night since then. I'm like, all right, come on.
Apparently she looked at your photos.
Yeah, she did not friend me. I know she didn't friend me.
She's like, wait a minute. She sent the note, and then she's like, wait a minute. Let me check out these photos. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Is there a way to pull this back? Can I stop this? How's this thing work? How's this Facebook work?
Yeah, right.
I looked at these photos now. It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. Actually, interesting enough, I did actually shoot her for a photo assignment I had to do, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
For a class, yeah.
What was it?
You had just like to use like natural light to photograph someone.
Oh, I thought it was going to be two objects that are extremely similar but different, and you had like the scotch tape, and then this girl.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, scotch tape and this girl.
Miles, it's a very interesting composition you have here.
Uh-huh.
I can barely tell the difference between the two, but I think this is a girl. Maybe.
Yeah.
Poor girl. Yeah.
I feel like an asshole. No, she was a beautiful lady. I should say that.
Well, you should play it up, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, man, you, oh, man. We're like, oh, the dude. It's so hot.
And I had to do these bikini pictures for this class I was doing.
She was so out of my league, dude. I was like, you know, Tato Caitlin or something, man. And she was like, you know.
And she's like, I'm just going to do topless. Is that okay with you, Miles? Oh, sure, whatever you want to do. The reality.
Premature.
This is an interesting field of rocks, but one of these rocks seems to have hair. I can't really tell out too much of it, but there's a rock with hair, I believe.
Yeah, no, actually, I shot her in her apartment, actually, yeah.
Oh, really? Wow, there you go.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'm getting parched here, Nancy. Could you get me some water? Yeah.
When are you going to leave, Miles?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Like, my boyfriend's coming over in like 10 minutes.
Can I use your bathroom? that's how that whole relationship ended. You said, can I use your bathroom? That was the end of that. That was the end of the relationship.
Yeah, like, I got to spank it, man. I'll be right back.
I was thinking that you polluted the place and, you know.
Yeah.
Never going to have you back.
Yeah.
She's reminiscing. Remember the time that you stunk up my bathroom so bad that I had to leave?
Oh, my God. What is it, like a Long Came Polly or something? Jeez. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah.
This won't even flush. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I don't think I did that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
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 Good figure. Go figure.
I put on this Duran Duran CD. It's called Girls on Film.
Yeah. Girls on Film.
Girls on Film. Girls on Film.
Well, let me go get my ukulele.
God, no. It's all good.
I have the Don Ho version of Girls on Film. Just a second.
So if you want me to film you in your house...
Yeah. If you want to pretend that you're an old college friend of Miles that wants to get photographed, you know, you can send us a note.
An acquaintance, if you will, and you take the apartment, and we'll, you know, I'll bring the camera and film, and, you know, hey. No.
You still got a film camera? Oh my gosh.
No, I don't know if it works. You supply the wine and we'll just, you know, shoot whatever you want to shoot.
I was going to say that statement is so fitting for you coming over. I don't know if it still works, but.
Oh, it doesn't even have film. I don't even know.
I don't know if it works. I don't know what's going on.
I just came here for the free food. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's right. I just came for dinner.
Yeah, fiddle faddle.
That's right. Like really got brownies or fiddle faddle for afterwards.
Some special K cola or something.
Yeah, big K, whatever.
Yeah, I was such a you know, player back in the day. You know, like, hey.
Yeah, such a mooch. Oh my lord.
Yeah, I know. Like, you owe me. I give you that ride to the grocery store. All right, Miles. All right.
You gotta make me fries in a bag.
Yeah. You got 10 minutes. Let's go. All right.
Just what I need.
It's one class. All right.
Now you know why your colon is the way it is.
Yeah, I know.